Okay, everybody, here we go. It's the Gregory Mannarino, Tuesday, August 20th, 2024, pre-market report. People, I want to start off with this. If you recall, about 8 months ago, we heard from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS, and they actually put out a report stating directly that these jobs numbers are fabrications. And I mean this. Look it up for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Anyway, this is just a further example, what I'm about to show you, of how you and I are being propagandized. It's an incredible thing. This is from Bloomberg this morning here. Let me read this to you. The Fed confronts up to 1 million U.S. jobs vanishing in a revision. This is of today, August 20th. 2024, U.S. job growth in the year through March was likely far less than was initially reported. Imagine, really, honestly, how can they get away with this? You know, I'm going to tell you how. Because, first of all, this won't even get any coverage or very, very limited coverage. This must be hidden from you. The BLS making that announcement like about 8 months ago that the numbers are fabrications. That's a direct quote. And again, here, finding out that up to 1 million jobs that we thought were added, or that the mainstream media propaganda ministry was telling us was being reported, it was all fake. It was all fake. And again, are you surprised? Absolutely not. If you follow this blog, you knew that already. But there are people that get their information or their propaganda from the mainstream media outlets, any, all of this stuff. It's all just scripts. It's all just deceptions. It's lies and on top of more lies. So again, I know you're not surprised about that, but does that make you a little bit upset? Again, I hate, you have no idea how much I despise talking about these economic numbers that they're fist feeding us. They're all fake. These numbers regarding inflation. First of all, they're telling us by their own numbers, we have to talk about this in a minute, that inflation continues to rise. But then they spin it around and they tell you that it's cooling. How does that work? Again, it's propaganda. It's playing on the people's minds here. And I'm telling you, you and I have been covering this forever now. The economy is coming apart. Not just here in the United States, but around this entire world. The entire world is being propagandized in the same manner that we are here. And I tell you, man, what's coming is just incredible. Now, let's talk about more of this here. So, you and I have covered this. This is from today. Waves and waves and waves of layoffs. If you notice how it's coming, it's incoming in surges. You get a whole wave of layoffs, then a lull, another wave, then a lull, playing right into this. I mean, I've been telling people that net-net, pay attention to this for a moment going back. I've been telling people, and all you got to do is a little math. If you use their own numbers that they're allowing you to know, and you net-net how many jobs we're actually supposedly creating, we're not creating any. We're losing jobs net-net here in the United States. This phenomenon is, again, around the world. Not only are people losing their jobs, but they're having to deal with this inflationary nightmare, which is a global thing. Again, stop living in the little box that they put you in. Insane. I talk to people all the time. You all know that. And I hear from people all the time. Oh, Greg, the issues, you know, that we're dealing with here in America, stop. Okay, you may think that America is the center of the freaking universe, but it isn't. Okay, we have an entire globe that we're dealing with here. People from around the world are getting squeezed. They're getting crushed. They're getting crushed. You know, that's interesting. I want to talk about that in a minute, too. But, again, we're right in the middle of yet another wave of layoffs. Something you and I called, again, before anybody and before it happened. We said right here on this blog, you were going to see waves and waves and waves of layoffs. You know that if you've been with me for any length of time. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know where we're going and what they're trying to do. It's a deconstruction, people. They're dismantling the current system piece by piece, creating dependency on the system here, only to issue in a new one. And what they're going to throw at us moving forward is just going to be absolutely unfreaking believable. Now look, I want to show you a couple of other things, and I urge you to use the Federal Reserve's own website as a weapon against them. This is what's going on here since February, and it is continuing, of this year. The Federal Reserve is ballooning the money supply. Now, central banks around the world are doing the same thing. Okay, why is it again? We have a global economy contracting at its fastest pace we've ever seen. This is just here in the United States. A revision, 1 million jobs were probably lost and not gained. Okay, our economy around the world is contracting at its fastest pace ever in history. We've never seen anything like it, but you're not allowed to know these things. Okay, so why is it, in your opinion, that central banks, this is a snapshot of the Fed, just since February is ballooning the money supply? Why are central banks around the world ballooning? It's not really money, okay? They're flooding the world with more debt here. And then they're telling us that they're trying to fight inflation. Now, do you think there's a correlation here? So we just got this. It's everywhere. Gold hits a record high. You see a correlation here? Central banks ballooning the money supply. The currency supply is really what I should be saying, but they call it the money supply, okay? And then you got commodities here. You got commodities taking off. Did you see what I'm talking about? This is why I've been telling you people bet against the system. You bet against the system by becoming your own central bank, by hoarding commodities, gaining exposure at every chance that comes your way that you're able to acquire, maybe just a piece of silver here. Okay, the most undervalued asset on the planet, bar none. Grab it. Grab a piece of silver. If you can, grab a piece of gold. I still say silver's the place to be based on, again, the gold-silver ratio. Look at the Dow-gold ratio. I've spoken about this a million times. You all know what I'm talking about and why. Gain exposure to commodities, as I said. Now, something else I want to talk about. We touched on yesterday. I don't have a printout here. First of all, have a look at this. This is the U.S. dollar index from this morning, firmly below 102. The Fed's buying all the debt right now, central banks. And what that's doing, again, is a reflection here. This is not just squiggly lines, people. This is the MMRI, Manorito Market Risk Indicator. This has allowed us, you and me, to take advantage of this like you can't even possibly believe. Well, everyone was running for the hills here. As the market's crashing, it's going down. Me and my freaking lions here pounced all over this with regard to the stock market. And I've been telling you to buy all the dips for I don't know how freaking long. We're going to continue to do that as the Fed is destroying the dollar, central banks destroying their currencies, as central banks are buying all the debt. And that's what you're seeing here. The world is we're being inflated into extinction. We're being inflated into extinction. I don't even know another way to put it. Fake data, fake news, deception, distraction. Nobody out here pointing their finger at the Federal Reserve. It's unbelievable. But that's what we're dealing with here. And again, look, just understanding that the debt is ballooning. Does it surprise you that since the so-called market crash from just like, you know, 2 weeks ago, which was nothing, of course, and we spoke how it was nothing right here. We spoke about how it was an opportunity to buy while everyone else was running for the hills here. Again, when you're a lion and you smell blood, okay, that's when you pounce. That's when you pounce, okay? We're not catching a freaking falling knife because we know what we're doing. We understand that central banks are buying it all. And when you see this, it means, well, look at that, right on the back, opportunity here. Opportunity to not just buy the dips in this market because the Fed and central banks are going to balloon the global money supply and buy it all. And that means massive currency devaluation. That means suppressed rates from here to kingdom come, came, and beyond that, however you want to look at it. As again, we got two freaks running for this, running. One of these two freaks is going to be selected, and they're both promising you the same thing. They're both promising, we promise you lower rates. And the Federal Reserve is getting off on that. Okay, that's all they want to hear. Okay, because that gives them permission to inflate even more as we are being inflated into, again, extinction. And there's no other way to put this. Now, here's another thing, again. So, interest rates, Powell says rate cut on the table. Let me ask you, since the Fed is not cutting rates right now, how is it that mortgage rates just hit like a 2-year low? Can someone here explain that to me? Obviously, the Fed is in here. They're buying it all. They're cutting rates already. They haven't made the announcement yet. You see, that's how dumbed down people are. We have to wait. We have to wait for the announcement
So when the Fed says they're cutting rates, then they're cutting it, but they're not cutting rates, even though rates are falling right now precipitously. Oh, no, no, they're not cutting rates because they haven't made the announcement. They have to say it first. They have to say it.
People, do you realize what you're looking at here? Do you really realize it? You can't imagine. It's unbelievable. So anyway, look. So, I mean, this is the biggest story right now, and I want you to... Again, don't take my word for this. This is not going to get much coverage here. Vanishing jobs in a revision. U.S. job growth in the year through March was likely far less than reported. Well, let's think about that for a moment. Since we understand that the mainstream media, the propaganda, the Bloombergs, the Fox Business, the CNBC, they take these numbers and they shove it down your throat. They fist feed it to you in every orifice you have, okay? And they try to tell you how great we're doing. You think they're going to tell you about this? That, oh, I'm sorry, but everything that we've been telling you is actually a lie. It's not true. But you see, you and I, we've known this. We've known this. We are net losing jobs around the world. And we haven't seen anything yet, people. This next wave here... This next wave, what we're in right now, of these multinational corporations here, laying off people by the thousands, by the tens of thousands. Every few months they do this here. And what happens to these poor people? They're in their own depression. You understand? They want to try to convince you that we're in some kind of a soft landing here. You notice that word? They use it all the time. A soft landing. It's soft, so it must be good. I don't know. Put that together in your own head. That's not what's going on. We are crashing. But that means that the stock market is going much higher. Why? Currency creation like we've never seen before in the history of the world of finance around the world. Central banks buying it all. None more so than the Federal Reserve. And you can see this right here in the MMRI. People make this stuff up. The dollar being decimated. See, you're not supposed to know these things. No, no, no. You're supposed to be a dumb little sheep. You know, just, you know, being led to the slaughter here. And you still, and the Fed isn't cutting rates, so even though they're dropping. No, they're not cutting because they haven't announced it yet. But when they announce it, that's when they're really going to do it. But until then, they're not cutting rates. They're buying it all, man. We're being lied to. We are being lied to yet again. I mean, someone should be sued for this. The media outlet should be sued, but they won't be. They won't be. Vanishing jobs. Far less than reported. They won't be. We're going to say, oh, we were using government data because it's all true. Government data? It's all true. It's all fake. It's all fake. It couldn't be more fake. We are watching the fall of a civilization here. Not just in the United States, people. This is a worldwide global event. Okay, and people are being destroyed, people are being eliminated, exactly as you and I have laid out would happen. I mean, it's incredible. When we look back, you look back on the work that we've covered, you and me, for, I don't know, years now, you can say, it's astonishing how these little pieces are clicking together, click, 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 and we call it before it even happens, because it's too easy. We know what they want, we know who our enemy is. We know who the participants are. We know how this is just a show. None of it is real. But they got people by the throat, man. They got us hating each other. And then they're laughing at us. They're laughing at us. How they can manipulate us like that. It's incredible. It really, really is. But there'll be no one held to account for this. No one will be held to account for the misrepresentation, much less than estimated here. You can't make this stuff up. You can't. And how do they jive it with this? How would they tell us how strong our economy is when we're out? The jobs are vanishing. That's their word. Let me see. Yeah, vanishing. Okay, their word. We have layoffs, another wave of layoffs. People can't survive here. Okay, inflation around the world surging. Riots around the world. Wait till that happens here. It's going to happen here last. Why? Because the people here in the United States, literally, I'm telling you, are the most dumbed down of them all. They're all locked into some kind of a war that their minds have been taken over. You have to understand. Hate these people more, and you're done. You automatically lose. You understand? You can't think straight. But that's not you and me. That's not you and me. Because we are freaking lions. I think I look like a lion now. More like a lion. What do you think? People, this lion right here loves you all from the heart. But I want you to think about these things, all right? I know these videos are kind of like, a little freaky from time to time, but I want to hear from you. Vanishing jobs, a million jobs were misrepresented here. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I can't talk. I only had one cup of coffee yet. Mass layoffs, ballooning money supply, gold hitting a record high as the money supply is being ballooned. No, that's just a coincidence. Powell talking about a possible rate cut. They're cutting now. The dollar getting decimated. The Fed buying all the debt. Everything we said. Everything we said is right here in our face, people. You can't make this stuff up, but there'll be no accountability. Zero. All right? That's why I always tell you, we got each other's backs always. Always. And that's our strength, people. All right? Love you a lot from the heart. I mean you that with all I got. I want to hear from you on these topics. Anything here surprise you or shocking? You see, the thing is, those of you that follow this blog on a regular basis, none of this surprises you. None at all. It's just, but don't let that, it still should make you angry to know that everything that we've said would happen now is happening, okay? Don't let it just go in one ear and out the other. Talk about it, okay? Not just here in this blog, but, you know, if you have a social media outlet, share the video, of course, but also explain to people, do you realize what's happening to you? They don't know. The general population has no clue. They don't pay attention to any of this stuff here. Again, they're relying on this freak or that freak because they love them so much and they love the United States and America so much that they're going to take care of us. You got to be kidding me. What are you, an infantile entity? You're supposed to take care of yourself, the people you care about. These people don't care about you. They care about their own agenda. You understand that? That's it. All right, look. As I said, love you a lot from the heart, people. We're going to get together later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I really hope to see you there. We can't be beaten, people. You do realize what I'm telling you. We are so far ahead of the curve on all of this. It's astonishing. Sometimes years. But it's all happening. And that means we're making the right moves here, people. Understanding that central banks right now are buying more gold than they ever have in their history. Meanwhile, they're fist-feeding us their fiat currency. They're flooding the world. They are flooding the world with their product, which is debt, of course, and they are hoarding gold. Does that tell you something? What have I been saying? We are mimicking what they do. We've become our own central bank. Something I've been telling you for over 10 freaking years. Bet against the debt. Become your own central bank. If you're new here, you got to get up to speed real quick. You understand? Rely on the people. This is a big family, all right? This is a worldwide family, and I welcome you to it. Start talking to each other. This platform allows you access to people around the world. I want you to think about that. It's quite an amazing thing we've built here. This is our thing. All right. Love you a lot. See you later.